The Lord is with us in a marvelous way, Heart Dwellers. The past 2 days, I've been utterly captivated by the discoveries of an amateur archaeologist. The Lord has chosen the foolish people of the world to confound the wise. Not really Smithsonian credible credentials, but certainly using the latest technology for exploration. He's been falsely accused before men. His name is Ron Wyatt, Wyatt Archaeological Research. I prayed about this man, and the Lord confirmed that he was indeed telling the truth. We are to know one another by the Spirit, and just because he comes from Tennessee and not Massachusetts, and didn't belong to any denomination Christians acknowledge, my spirit bore witness to his honesty. He claims to have found the Ark of the Covenant 20 feet beneath the very place the Lord was crucified, and that the earthquake split the rock and the stone covering to the box holding the ark, and his blood stained a 20-foot crack in the rock and landed directly on the mercy seat, where Jeremiah had hidden the ark before Nebuchadnezzar conquered Jerusalem. I highly recommend you watch his documentary videos. They are so inspiring. I'm going to leave you the link at the end of this video, and I'm going to ask you to please watch it tomorrow instead of my channel, because we're changing equipment over and we'll be out of commission for a day or a day and a half. And how amazing is his discovery at Mount Sinai? Oh, how tremendous! So many verifications that it was the mountain the Lord descended upon, including it being a blackened peak amongst all the other peaks that were just tan in color, and finding where the earth split open and made a stream running into the valley where the Israelites were camped. By the way, please don't jump on me because you don't agree that he's authentic. Any comments like that will be deleted. We may not agree on his background or training, but the Lord has already confirmed that he is the one who found the Ark of the Covenant. I already had an interest in Exodus because the Lord had commissioned Exodus for me to compose and record. I got all the way to the first plague and didn't finish. I had also encountered Moses during one of my episodes in heaven. He had a meek and humble demeanor and hardly spoke a word, but such a sweet and little presence. A big man with a very, very humble presence. I could hardly sleep after I watched Ron Wyatt's research. His whole heart was to prove that the Bible was true. When I came into prayer this morning, one of the first things the Lord spoke was, "All those things you're longing to see, all of them, we shall visit together. How would you like that?" I answered him, "I'd absolutely love it." "I'm so touched by your interest," he said, "and discernment." He, Ron Wyatt, was a holy and dedicated man, not a spark of self-interest. He, too, was under the anvil of correction many, many times. He humbled himself before me, Claire. He repented for moments of vainglory. I rewarded his dedication and his whole life's work with this crowning achievement, because his heart was totally for me, and he sought my will before doing anything. There are those who have lifted themselves up to denounce him, like the ones that oppose you. Concocting lies, they seek to undermine what I did through this man. Yet someday all will be proven. I am a rewarder of those who diligently seek me. And just a note on that, one of the things that they were arguing over was that the Lord told Ron that he would be a part of disclosing the law and the Ark of the Covenant to the people when they returned to God, to the Hebrews and the Israelites when they returned to God. Of course, he's gone on to be with the Lord now, but what's going to happen when the graves open? I mean, come on, we all know that the dead in Christ are going to rise. Probably that's when the Ark of the Covenant is going to be exposed to the Jews to help them to see that Jesus is the Messiah. So there are a lot of just real empty arguments that people put up about him, and I took a little look at him, but I didn't go into him terribly deeply because the Lord had already told me the man was authentic. Okay, he was an anesthesiologist for a living, so he had to earn the money to go out on these explorations, and it cost him his whole life, really, to be able to do the things that he did, and sometimes using very high-tech equipment and very capable people. I continued here, Lord, my heart burns with the magnitude of your power and glory. How awesome. Oh, those words are petty and overused, but the majesty and the glory revealed in these discoveries thwarts my intellect. All power, awe, and majesty to you, Lord. He continued, you see how far man has come? Now he can enter into the Holy of Holies and speak with me as Moses did, without fear of instant death. Oh, that was my heart, Claire, to open the veil, that my precious little ones might enter. How I longed to fellowship with my people. They were so remote at those times, but out of necessity, because they had not yet learned a fear of God. But then I came to earth and walked among them, dispelling the terror and revealing my true heart of mercy for them. Yes, I have broken down the wall that divides. I have truly rent asunder the veil and offered more privileges than ever. I open my arms to embrace each one of my creatures and speak with them as to dear children. Oh, so much was accomplished on the cross. As the reality of who I am has been revealed through the new covenant, intimacy is given. Yet men have always been intimidated by what they cannot control, and they cannot control the working of my spirit in the minds and hearts of men. Therefore they set forth rules, regulations, boundaries on my workings with men. I laugh at those rules and seek out the solitary souls that adore me and want nothing more in their lives than to make me happy, to know, to love, and to serve me. Yes, this is the time spoken of in Joel. I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Joel 2:28. Things will intensify in this arena as world chaos intensifies. I have taken many by the hand and led them out of denominations that were crippling their walk with me. I have brought them to my banqueting table in the spirit and lavished my understanding of things they so desired to know. I have calmed all their fears of being close to me and done away with the barrier of lies they were encapsulated in, keeping them from my arms. Now they are walking in my spirit and reaching out to others with my love and breaking every yoke of lies the enemy has placed on their backs. So much freedom for those who have diligently sought me. So much liberation and deliverance from the norms of men that have chained them down. Now they are free to worship me in spirit and in truth, and so many have fallen under the influence of my spirit, being filled to overflowing, going out and pouring this upon the broken and the lonely. Reminds me of Heidi Baker. Yes, order is important, otherwise you'll have chaos, but there are boundaries even in order. One must not compromise the conscience of another soul or oppress them. The line is fine and difficult to balance because discernment is not keen in many places. People are condemned and silenced because discernment fails. And these days, before my coming, I am turning loose an unprecedented number of true believers that they may have my mind and not the mind of men. I am making an all-out effort, Claire, to reach people with my authentic love and intimacy and laying the foundation for revival that will break forth after you are raptured. Many, many are the authentic lovers and worshippers that I have chosen to bring forth teachings for the left behind. Even now they lament the small number they reach, not realizing what is about to break forth in the near future. At that time, the knowledge of me will far surpass the boundaries religious leaders have set out. Oh Lord, I heard a rabbi say that it was absurd that a woman scantily clad in red could immediately enter heaven after she repented. I couldn't believe my ears. Do you know, beloved, this is why the leaders missed me. They were so stuck on the laws with its external trappings, they could not recognize the heart of the law. They felt they had spent a lifetime living by the rules, and surely they deserved heaven. And some repenting harlot that slept around and made a living by immorality could never, ever conceivably be pardoned in one moment and enter heaven in the next. What they are missing is my atoning sacrifice. It's not by sheep, nor goats, nor their good works. It is by my blood, an atrocious and unspeakably foul thing to them. But this is what atones for and allows access to the Holy of Holies. Yes, the idea of eating my flesh and drinking my blood was the most noxious thing they could imagine. But when the mercy seat is shown with my blood upon it, their confusion will be turned to incredulity. Some will renounce it as a prank. Others will be deeply smitten, falling on their faces in utter brokenness for having slandered all these years. For their blindness and persecution, some will not rise up from that place for days and even weeks. So troubling will this discovery be to them, and so deeply repentant. Yes, my people are stubborn, but once they know the truth, they will be stubborn for truth, and thousands will be martyred, dying happily for my name's sake. I have sent them confirmations because I love them, because some of them have been very diligent. Yes, and the young man, yes, and the highly respected rabbi who is now with me, yes, and the Ark of the Covenant, yes, yes, endless confirmations will I shower upon them. Their minds will be opened, and I will drop my understanding in the place of their blindness and confusion. Oh, how wonderful it will be to see my people repenting and turning around 180 degrees back to me. Oh, how comforting and glorious indeed will be their genuine contrition when they return to me, and then they will rise up into the teachings I have left behind for them, plus the new many revelations and understandings as they make connections between the old and the new covenants. What a glorious time this will be, the fulfillment of all their dreams. Finally, they will have their Mashiach.